Well, we can get it for you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Lance?
Yes, this is Lance.
Hi, Lance. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, good's better than bad. I'll take it. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Oh, yeah. She did a real good job.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing. She wanted to see if I could apply a new in business credit, get the rate down. Before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
No, sir. I had a company. I can't remember what they called themselves, but it's basically what y'all are doing.
Mm-hmm. Another Google partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was telling her and him that it's not the I haven't paid each month. It's just the timing of it all right now. I just spent about $6,000 on a wedding.
Oh, geez. Congrats.
Thank you.
It's your wedding, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations. I've only been married for a year, so I know. In the last, year, I've spent a lot of money. Not just honeymoon. We just did our one-year anniversary at the end of August.
Yeah.
So it just keeps going, you know what I mean? Wives are expensive. Their money turns into your money, and then their money turns into your money. Your money turns into their money, but they don't have a lot of money.
I've been with her about 2.5 years. As far as I've seen, her money's her money.
Yeah, that's how it goes too, right? You spend the money for everybody, and she saves hers. Yeah, I know that part.
But like I was saying, it's not really pricing right now about everything. It's coming down to timing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd love to hop on it. But I'm telling her, I'm still in the process of my LLC just got finished today.
Right.
And just got confirmed, and then I got to go get my insurance and put a down payment on that.
Right.
And right now, my other
here's
business
the thing, Lance. So, I mean, obviously, finances are going to keep coming in, which means we need jobs to keep coming in, right? As a married man, if you're going to start a family, right, you need to have a consistent flow of work. And I'm not saying you don't now, but what I can say is, the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we have a position available on the first page within your industry and within your area. You know, the area that you're in, there's about 40 guys that do what you do, right? But when you do the search on Google, there's only 3 that show up on the first page next to that map there, right? So the benefit to you is that we even have the opening. That's why the other Google partners contacting you too, is because we have availability. But once we fill that spot, we're closing out the category, meaning that we can't work with anybody else in that power washing, pressure washing category. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until one of them either discontinues or relocates to another area. So the benefit to you is the placement. You know, 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they pick from this section. You know, and just in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches within a 50-mile radius around that 75651 zip code. So I'm not saying you're going to get, 1,812 searches or phone calls, I should say. I mean, that's not all going to go to you, that traffic, or that you'd even want it to. But, you know, if you're putting yourself up there, now you're in a position to kind of cherry-pick the jobs that you want to take rather than pay per lead and then have to pay for them even when you don't get them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not really a conversation about spending more. It's more just like how you're spending that marketing budget.
Yeah. I wish y'all would have called me about a week from now.
A week from now or a week ago?
A week from now. A week ago, I was broker than I am now. I just got back Saturday night from the honeymoon, so had my two jobs because I'm also a welder, and so that welding's my main business, but I'm taking this pressure washing and growing it, and so I mean I had two jobs lined up to do yesterday, and then they ended up getting canceled, so right now I'm throwing together a bunch of bids and everything, so I'm just waiting on. What I'm really waiting on is go ahead on other jobs because once I get have the go-ahead on them, I know how much money I'm going to have in.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I could make this more affordable than you were anticipating or what you were previously quoted. I mean, usually it's about $400 to start, and then they charge you about $300 every month. You know, it's usually like $299 monthly with a $99 setup fee. That's how most of our packages go. So it's usually $398 and then $299. I mean, I could waive the setup fee and I can get the monthly down to $249 on a month-to-month basis. And then you don't have to sign any kind of contract and I'll lock you in at that $249 rate. So that way it's, you know, coming back at your own will each month. And then in that package, you're also getting a custom website design, which, you know, company's going to need its own .com at some point. And then also we're Google verifying you. So you'll have a verified listing for this business. You know, you'll never have to recreate that again. That's something that'll stick with you and have your reviews and certifications on it. And there's also Bing Local. You could get leads from there. Facebook business profile with Facebook ads. This is all in the pricing structure of the $249, the Facebook ads. And then you have the popular directory submission. So, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, to name a few. That's all part of that platinum package there. So, I mean, basically this would be your last stop for marketing. I think it would actually lead you to end up canceling whatever you're doing with Home Advisor and then using this as like your long-term solution. That's kind of our goal in offering it to you like that. But I mean, if I can make it that affordable, it saves you $150 off the initial investment and saves you another $50 each month you decide to come back. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we can show you how well it works when you have your business in front of your potential prospects on Google, right?
Yeah. I want to pull the trigger on this, but I know it's gonna be a good investment, but it's like I said, it's coming at a bad time.
I know.
Do you have a callback number to get with you sometime tomorrow or something? Let me think it over tonight.
Well, I gotta have a spot open. I mean, basically, once I hang up with you, they're gonna send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill it. But you know what the crazy thing is about waiting for the right time, Lance? I used to say, I want to wait until I have, you know, 60K. I want to wait till I have 100K. I want to wait till I have quarter mil before I start popping off kids. And one day I just had one too many beers, and bam. And you know what? All the money in the world isn't gonna prepare you for a kid, a wedding, running a business. Whether you're rich or poor, it doesn't dictate your success of your company. You know what I mean? There's never going to money's not going to dictate the right time. You know, you're alive. You know, the time is obviously whenever you decide to put that first foot forward and take that step. So, like I said, the major benefit to you is just having the opening. The last time we even had a spot available for power washing and pressure washing was 9 months ago. You're in an area where it's just a lot of you guys that are in this market competing.
Yeah.
Right now, your next door neighbor could look up power washing and pressure washing and they don't even see you as an option, you know? So we'll fix that problem right out of the gate. And then we could fix you having to pay per lead. So you might bite the bullet now and things might be a little tighter, you know, right now for maybe the next couple weeks. But, you know, once we have everything rolling and the job's flowing in, you take Home Advisor off the books, you're going to save yourself money, make more. It's going to put you in a better position for the future.
Yeah.
That way you have less days like this where you're going, I'm going to have you so busy you can't even pick up the phone to have this conversation.
I hear you. it's a tough spot. Cause, you know what I mean? Like right now, I got a brand new truck I just got 2 weeks ago.
Another reason to do it. Cost money.
Yeah, and I've seen so much money coming out of my account.
So don't take this the wrong way, Lance, but it sounds to me like everything that you're investing in is a liability. A wife is a liability. You guys get divorced, you get half of everything. She's going to be spending your money all the time. A truck is a liability. You know, it costs you money every month. It's not putting money into your pocket. You know what I mean? You got all these liabilities. Where's the assets that are going to fund it? You know what I mean? aside from your back. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
having a placement like this is an asset. It's something that's going to make you money, not cost you money every month. I know right now it seems like it's something where you're making an investment, but at 249, I mean, the first job we bring you is going to offset that cost. By the second one, you doubled what you've invested. You get what I'm saying? And as this thing builds a pipeline of business for you and reoccurring clients, you know, the longer you do it, the more money you're making off of it, the more branded your business is.
I want to do it, but I need to, oh man, I want to do it. I need time to sit down and do some figuring and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been freaking non-stop for the past month or so trying to get everything together, and I finally got stopped.
Yeah.
Just want to put one more paycheck in the bank before
I hear you.
Do anything.
But you're putting all these pieces together, you know, and then you're not making yourself findable to the people who are going to pay you for the services, you know. It's like going out and buying a pressure washing machine, going and getting a license, doing all this stuff to make the business legit. And then you have the chance now to put it in front of the customers to start making some money. And you're going, I don't know if I need to do that right now. It just sounds kind of nuts from my standpoint, you know. Sounds like the timing is actually perfect. Yeah.
It is. It's perfect timing, but it's perfect for everything but the pocketbook. That's what it all comes down to.
Spending any money is bad on the pocketbook. Being alive is bad on the pocketbook. You know what I mean? Like, I got to pay for food. I got to pay for oxygen. Any second I'm not making money, I'm probably spending money.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've seen more. This year has been my best year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm broke right now. I got the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. It sounds like the money is the issue, but it's not. I mean, the only other thing I could do, and it would kind of take away from your success a little bit, would be if I put you on like a pro package, which got you the site and the Google placement and all the directories but Facebook. So you don't have any Facebook business profile or Facebook ads. I mean, I don't know how much of a difference it makes for you decision-wise financially, but at least you have that Google listing. I could get it down to $199 month to month.
So would it be – it would be $200 for today – or $199 today,
mm-hmm.
And then but the when would I have to pay again?
The 26th of October.
26th. All right. When will all this come into effect? Like, if I was to start it today, when will this come into effect?
I start the payment today. We'll send out your Google PIN today. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. We'll need to do a client interview tomorrow, and then I need you to send in any documents that you have that are required by the state of Texas. So I don't know if you have, like, license or insurance or that it's even required for power washing and pressure washing in Texas, but there's a form you got to fill out. As much as you can, and if there's anything missing, we'll just verify over the phone with Google. So, I mean, you'll be able to see results in the first month, but month two is really where you're going to start seeing things pop, because you'll not only have everything verified and the website built, but you'll have been up there for a while to start generating some calls and closing some deals.
All right. So I have a Facebook and a Google business account
that I
just set up. Could we use those? Because, like, already my business, cause I told the other people, right there on my, what you see is Lance Faulkner Pressure Washing, and I just got my LLC for Triple F Contracting is what I got my LLC underneath.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going to put in my pressure washing, and I'm going to do parking lot shopping as well eventually.
Mm.
What I'm wanting to get into. So that home advisor account is going to be, would be changed, and so I'll need doing this, I'll need it all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Home Advisor, Lance, they get all their leads from Google. they do this type of advertising on Google, but they're underneath the local guys because they're based in Colorado, so they can't actually get the type of listing that I'm offering you today. But they basically take the leads that they get from Google and they resell them to you guys. Like, they'll sell it to like 3 or 4 pressure washing companies, and they charge all of you whether you get the job or not. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if you move forward with this, we're putting you on the first page where people can call you directly. You're not dealing with paying lead fees from Home Advisor by Angie's or dealing with leads that are going to 3 or 4 other people. It's a whole different ballgame when someone's calling you for your help because they've already found you, looked up your reviews, looked at your website, seen what you could do, seen your top recommended on Google, versus you paying $30, $40, $50 and having to call them and convince them that you're cheaper or better than the last guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to take you longer than a month or two to see that. That's one of those things. The only way I can prove it to you, though, is you got to give me your trust, and then I'll, you know, I'll show you.
So it would be $199. How much is it?
It'd be $199 without the Facebook ad. So if you just want the Google listing with us building the custom website design for you, just $199, and there's no other charges. And then if you want to continue to do it each month, it'll stay $199 unless you call me and say you want to add like Facebook ads or another one of our products on there, like Google Guarantee or Google Ads.
What's it with the full package?
It's $249 with the Facebook advertising in there, and I think that'll really help you, especially if you already have a Facebook business page that you built. We go in there and actually run ads on it. So it gets like remarketed to people who have looked up power washing or pressure washing in the past week, or if they're doing an active search on Google, or on Facebook, excuse me, for power washing or pressure washing or one of your keywords, you'll pop up as top recommended for your service area too. So my clients, I would say, that have the platinum package, about 15 to 20% of their customers actually come from Facebook. So it's a pretty good chunk when you run Facebook ads. Obviously, most of your calls are going to come from Google. I would say like 75% are coming directly off that first page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it would affect your, you know, return on investment that you can anticipate each month, but it's better to do it that way than to miss the first page placement altogether. I could always add Facebook ads next month or one of the following months. You could run those at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Google listing is not something I could just sign you up for whenever. You got to have a spot open in your industry and service area. It's based on availability and where that pin lands when they send it to you in the mail. So you have to fall within that service area.
And on, let's do this, how far of an area would I just set my area, or how far area would y'all...
Yeah, we let you set it, so you could like cutter it or customize it, but we usually, I mean, it's not going to go cover you further than 35 miles, like a 35 mile radius. It's not going to cover more than that, the local listings. But for you, like I said, just in the last 30 days, I'm talking from August 26th to today, 1,812 searches that fall within that power washing, pressure washing category. So there's a lot of traffic. People are searching. You're just not an option to them, so you're not getting any of that. But 90% of those searches are starting stopping on page one. We put you up there, you know, even if you're only able to get 1% of what's out there at that volume, that's like a job a day, you know. There's plenty of opportunities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would I just have to give y'all, since I already have the Google business account set up?
Yeah, we send you a link so you could add us as manager to it. And then, so you'll still have full access to it, but we'll get in there on the back end and we do our optimization on the back end of that, and we'll verify the listing with Google as well through the back end of your Google business profile. We're not going to duplicate it. Yeah, we don't create two of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Triple F Contracting Gmail already, that business account, and then I got the Triple F for Facebook. I ain't been able to do a whole lot of them yet. With this thing's only a month old.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the Lance Faulkner pressure washing Google business page, we'll create one for you. But if you already have one, we're not going to recreate it. We'll just log into that one, and then we'll fix whatever needs to be fixed from there, you know, and then start doing optimization based off what services you want to be listed for and the service areas that you want to target.
Sorry, I'm quiet. I'm just thinking.
No, it's fine. Take your time. I mean, I want you to understand, you know, what's in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say my educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what we're bringing to the table. It makes it a lot easier to justify the expense if you know everything, you know?
Yeah.
And then we have a tracking system that you'll have access to, too. So you'll be able to see what we're doing. You know, you'll be able to see the calls that you're getting from it, what's, like, service areas it came from, what keywords they looked up to find you. So you'll have transparency. You'll be able to track, like, hey, I'm spending this, but these are the customers that I got from it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how we retain you guys. That's the only way we're able to really offer it month to month is because we can actually show them, like, hey, for every dollar you spent, you made this, you know? And then... usually,
yeah.
Smart business owners don't cancel on profit. So, most people don't cancel their assets, just their liabilities.
Yeah.
You're more likely to take that truck back than to cancel this service. Sounds crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So on the Facebook deal, I'll just give y'all let y'all take over base or let y'all be.
Yeah, so if you want to do the $249 package, you can add us as manager to Facebook as well, and then we'll do the Facebook ads for you.
All right. And you how does all that work, like? If I had something I wanted to post, would I go through y'all so that?
Yeah, so we have an email, photos@localsplash.com, or you could send it through your tracking system. The tracking system comes in the form of an app, so you could download that to your mobile device. And you could either send in the request that way, or you could just send it to this email address that I'm texting to you here. Or you can even call in, say, hey, but we're obviously going to need the photos, so that's why the email address is there. But they do a bi-weekly posting already. So if you send in, we want you to send in photos from every job, obviously. Try to get as many photos as we can. Same thing with your website and your Google business profile. So if you send them to that email, we'll be able to publish it across all platforms, not just the Facebook platform. But if you wanted a specific Facebook post, it's simple as letting us know what you want, and they'll create it for you and then send it over to you for approval. And you give the approval right there, just yes or no, and then it posts it. So they do a bi-weekly posting on Facebook, and then, like I said, they also are running the ads consistently. So, you know, if they're doing an active search or have looked for it in the past week, it's still going to be popping up to them on the side of the screen there.
And if I decide to cancel this, I get to get what...
Yeah, you still get everything back. I always tell people this too, and that's a really important deciding factor for a lot of people. We're not gonna do anything malicious. If you decide to cancel, we just part ways. You keep all your listings. So your Facebook page, you still got access to that. Your Google business profile, you still got that. Everything out there, all your reviews, your Google verification. We literally just stop doing your optimization on the first page. So you won't see yourself on the first page of Google. The amount of calls that you're going to get are going to, you know, decrease pretty dramatically at that time. But, that's it, you know. We just part ways. People will still be able to find you if they look up, like, Lance Faulkner pressure washing. Your Google business will still be there with all your reviews and that you're Google verified and stuff. So those are still good credibility factors, because even if you found some guy today, you know, and he was considering hiring you, you know, he's going to go – probably look you up and want to see reviews and site and things like that. So even if you leave us later, you'll still have those things and be in a lot better position than you are today. But I don't think you're going to cancel. You're thinking like worst case scenario. What I'm thinking is after a month or two of this, you sit back, you look at what you were spending on Home Advisor, what you're making off it, what you spent on this, what you're making off of it. You leave that, you put all your eggs in this basket. Maybe a couple months down the line, you grow the company and you probably will jump into Google Ads or Google Guarantee just to even pick up the volume a little bit more once you're ready.
Yeah. Right now, I'm not making anything off Home Advisor. Only thing I've had in the last 2 days are some spam.
Liabilities. It's all liabilities, you know? I mean, I'm like that with everything in my life. I try to have as many assets as I can and as minimal liabilities as I can. I've bought every car. I'm very proud to say this. Every car I bought it cash. It was mine,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, because
that's
I don't like having liabilities, you know what I mean? I don't like the idea of having to have a payment every month and, you know, try to keep your overhead as low as possible. So you don't want to be spending money before it's coming in. It's a bad situation.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people who have used that service and they tell me they're going backwards, basically. They're spending more on leads than they're actually making on jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm. It's common. If you do your research on them, the FTC, like the Federal Trade Commission, wrote a report about it, kind of urging business owners to take caution with that system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they sell the same lead to like five people. So it's like they collect $30 from all five of you, and they get out of there with their $150, and then, you know, only one of you is going to get the job. So that means 80% of you that just bought a lead are just getting a lead fee and no job.
Yeah. So doing this, when I give y'all that email for my business, do y'all have all access to all my emails and everything on there?
No. We don't get into your emails at all. We put your email up there just so that we could send you like the outline of your agreement, your receipt, and then we put it on your website in case customers want to email you. But we don't get into your email at all. We don't log into that. Only things we log into are your Facebook business profile, not even your personal Facebook. And then we log into your Google business profile, and it's a different login. It's not like you're handing us your username and password. You're adding us as manager to it. So you'll log in yourself, and then they give you like a little walkthrough on how to add a manager, and that lets us make changes to that account and update it without like having full access and ownership of it. So that's why I was saying you still keep everything. We're just getting in there and doing the marketing and advertising.
Yeah, I just want
to answer the phone and getting reviews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be sure for security purposes, you know.
Oh, yeah, but we send you everything in writing, Lance. Like, our company's legit. We've been in business since 2004. So once you sign up, you get it all documented, too. And then you have to sign off on the bottom of it. And then we have on file the service agreement, and you have on file the service agreement. So it'll have in writing everything we're doing, all the products and features, the pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, which the cancellation policy is you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. We just ask that you let us know before the next billing date. That's it. Like
yeah.
I said, we part ways as friends. So we don't have any funny business, no holding things hostage or anything like that. If you don't want the advertisement, then, you know, we move on. There's other businesses out there that definitely want it or need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no reason for us to get into a tiff with anybody.
It makes it best, I think. But now I don't want to throw anything away. I'm scared I'm doing that.
It's an asset, you know what I mean? That's the only way I can really phrase it, is just it's an asset. So there's, you know, it's kind of crazy to be a business owner in 2023 and then have people not even be able to find you if they needed you. You know, it's like I started up a company that's designed to make me money, but it's not going to make me money if people can't find me. You know, you know what I mean? For what I do. And people aren't, it's not 1999. You know, people aren't picking up the yellow pages. They're pulling out their iPhones and looking up power washing, pressure washing companies. And that's the guy that gets the call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you know, and I know this is going to be a hard number to throw out before I even ask you, but
yeah,
do you have any type of average, like, of average of calls per click or any type of thing like that? Do you have, like, an average of something you could tell me of what I would get back out of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you anything because, I mean, we can't, you know. All we're doing is we put you up there. You know what I mean? I could tell you things like, hey, there was that 1,812 searches in there, but I can't tell you you're going to get 10% of those clients. Or, you know what I mean? It's just not, it's dishonest, and that's what they don't want us to do. They don't want us to tell you, hey, you know, I know for sure you're going to get 20 jobs, and then you sign up based on that, and then you're calling us back like, hey, I got 14. I want my money back, you know, like. So they just tell us to not even get into that, because anybody that promises you or guarantees you that you're going to get a certain amount of work off of it is just lying to you, you know, and they're trying to lie to you to get you to buy it, you know. So you want to avoid that. Anybody that asks, tells you stuff like that, like, oh, I guarantee it, like, they don't have control over the people and who the people are going to go with. For one, you know what I mean? And then anybody that asks you to sign a contract before you've actually seen it work, that's another big red flag when it comes to marketing. But
yeah,
the guys that are up there now, like Convenient Clean and L&R, Pressure Washing and Soft Wash, I mean, they're doing great, man. I mean, they've both been up there for a while, and they're both doing great. And I feel like if we have you on a level playing field with where they're at, then you know, I don't see how it'd be any different. I mean, obviously, you're not going to have the reviews these guys have, but we'll get you there, you know. The only way to get you there is to get you up there first, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's try it for the month, and we'll see how it goes from there.
You're going to love it, I'm telling you. If you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, you've already been through, like, sales boot camp. Those leads are really hard to get, and these people are calling you. Already did their research. So, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna create your profile. I know you already have a Google Business profile, but we're gonna do this anyway, just in case there's any changes once we go in there. And then we're gonna submit this profile to Google, and they're gonna send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
You can send it to a PO box.
Can't do P.O. box. It has to be a street address, but I could hide your address so that way it's not online.
Okay. Do 1540 Nash Road.
Nash?
N-A-S-H.
Okay.
Jefferson, Texas.
Huh. I have Harleton.
Yeah, I mean, it's both. Harleton will work on it, too.
75651?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hide the address for you. It'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing, but the 1540 Nash Road will be hidden. And then is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. Update. All right. And then the business email address where I could send you everything in writing.
FFcontracting@gmail.com.
All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed? 24/7. You could change that later. You have my number, so if you change your mind, I don't think people will be calling you at 1 o'clock in the morning, but who knows? I've had it happen before.
Yeah. I'm at
got
the point right
drunk
now.
Guy going, hey, man, can you come do my driveway in the morning?
Okay, yeah.
I'll leave a six-pack out there for you. All right.
I got
got plenty of buddies that go do that job.
Oh, yeah. Right? Leave a check in the mailbox. You got it. Just pick up the beers and check. I'm out of there. Oh, man. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash and check. I'm not set up for card yet. I need to go get Square or something.
Yeah, Square, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App. Usually you can kind of plug it in through there. PayPal's a pretty good one that we could upload to the .com website we create for you. And then they could just go in there and plug their card in and pay you directly through your website if you get the PayPal system. So I'll just put cash and check for now, and then any changes you want to make, you just let me know, and I'll swap it.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you. Usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but this is where they go over, like, all your keywords, the service area you cover, your website, you know, how you want that to look. So they ask for an hour window just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be slammed all day.
Shoot. Okay, let me see what we got. I mean, I could have somebody circle back to you in like 45 minutes if you want to get it done today.
Let's see. What time is it now? 3:20?
Yeah, it'd be between 4 and 5. I could schedule it.
Yeah, if you want to, y'all close at 5?
We get out of here at 6.
At 6?
Yeah, but they have to have a, oh, you know what? Actually, I don't think I can do that time slot because they got 3 in there. I think they can only do 4 per hour. Give me one second here. Let me ask them. Yeah, we get out of here at 6 CT. We're in Southern California. We're in Newport Beach.
Yeah, we're it's 3:21 right now over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's 1:21 over here. So, yeah, you guys are 2 hours. So that's what I was saying. The client interview would be 2 to 3 our time, but it would be between 4 and 5 your time. We get out of here at 4 usually, so that's 6 your time. We usually get out of here. But we have 24/7 customer service once you're an active client. It's just for my department. We're only here from 7 to 4 Pacific, which is 9 to 6 your time.
Yeah.
All right, give me a second. Let me see.
Whatever, I guess whatever works best for y'all.
Well, if you're slammed tomorrow, then that would be the best bet because, you know, I'm not trying to push it all the way to Thursday. I could have a website already built for you by Friday, you know what I mean, if we start working on it today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather do that and get everything going, you know. Why waste a day or two? That could be clients right there.
Yeah.
For the whole shebang. Give me one second here. Let me see if I can, I'm not getting a response back from this guy. Let me see if Christian will know if I can do this. Just got to make sure there's an agent there. Because what happens is there's a client interview department, and they pull all the data for recommended keywords. Like, we list you for 15 keywords at a time. Like, pressure washing is just one keyword or phrase. So they want to pull the data and see which ones have been searched the most. Not just, you know, over the past month, but the data goes back like 10 years. So they'll get a good idea on what we need to list you for in order to get your phone ringing with qualified opportunities. So I want to make sure that we have one of them available at that time,
yeah.
They could walk you through it. Okay, well, while I'm waiting for him, let me see what else needs to be done on here.
website. You don't have a logo yet for this business? I know it's only a month old.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have nothing. I just finished my.
All right.
Just finished my tax stuff on the LLC.
Needs help with logo. Okay, but you have the LLC.
I just got it. It'll be a triple F contract LLC.
That's fine, and then you can do DBA, Lance Faulkner Pressure Washing.
I don't even want the Lance Faulkner Pressure Washing in there. I just want the triple F. That Lance Faulkner Pressure Washing was just a, all it was is a, what you call it? All it was a temporary name for it until my LLC went through.
Gotcha. So it's FFF Contracting?
LLC? No, it'll be the word triple F.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But the Gmail is FFF Contracting.
Yeah, I got the email portion of it. That's why I was just going to copy it off there. I had it under Lance Faulkner Pressure Washing. So triple F Contracting, and then you want the LLC displayed? It looks more professional.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. That's good that you told me that, because then we could update all online listings that have to do with your address and phone number pre-existing. And then, okay, cool. And I just got confirmation to do this client interview between 4 and 5. Does that still work for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Let me go ahead and schedule it. Yeah, so they're going to be calling you back here pretty shortly. I'm going to work like a madman on this one. All right. It's all good. Keep me busy here for the next hour. Save. Okay, client interviews. Let me add your Gmail. Bam. All right, save. And all right, and you wanted to do with the Facebook advertising, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me update. Platinum bundle, Facebook ads. All right. It's a heck of a pricing structure. If you see what it cost us wholesale to do this, I had $1.02 wiggle room. It's yeah, because what goes directly into your ad and everything, but Google pays us, so it doesn't matter from my perspective. The point is that they're trying to build a long-term relationship with you. So if we take your business from infancy to full-fledged, then, you know, usually we hold a place in your heart where you're going to stick with it for however long and we grow you. All right, so let me go update. Okay. All right, we're going to have to purchase your domain name. Hoping for Triple F Contracting. It's not, it have to be TripleFContractingLLC.com or TripleFContractingTX.com. They'll let you know what's available. All right. Update. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Lance, how did you want to do that?
I have to do it over card.
Okay.
I want to, before I make any payments or anything, I want to keep on talking about this. Like I said, I know it's probably going to be a good one, but I still want to talk over some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most profitable way to market a business for the last 15 years. I mean, you said you had other businesses?
Yeah, I own
the welding
business.
Yeah, but you never did any Google advertising?
No, that's word of mouth. I'm in business myself for six years.
How long? 6 years?
Man. And my dad, no advertising at all. He's been doing it for 20 plus.
That's a tough way to do business, especially nowadays, you know. Like, I tip my hat to you, though. It says a lot. I mean, word of mouth, it is the best way, you know. If somebody recommends you, those are like surefire jobs. Google's basically just an online word of mouth chain. That's all it is. people that have used you in the past, they put the review on there, they put it up there, and then people who are currently looking for you go, you know, online, what's the best? You pop up as the top guy, and your reviews are there, and they see somebody else saying that you were great, and then, you know. So it's basically just an online word-of-mouth chain, and obviously the speed of light travels a lot faster than the speed of sound. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm surprised, honestly. I mean, if you guys could do well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that business, if you put it on Google, it would take off to the next level. Because now you're just putting yourself.
I moved. I used to live in Mount Enterprise, and I moved about a year ago. And this has been my best year. And I've only thing I've done is made a few Facebook posts on page, and had a guy that I've been contracting through for since I was 18, and I done made the first 6 months, I probably made 60-70.
Yeah.
This year already just nothing.
Just doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would take it to the next level. I had a guy that I started working with like on June 2nd or June 3rd, and he's a deck builder. He was over, I think he's like Kansas City area, in Missouri. And he would build like these decks that also had like the metal roofs, like the tin roofs on them. But the decks would be like 30 by 10, 30 by 20. I know this because I heard some of the calls in his tracking system, but the jobs that he was landing were like 20, 25,000 a pop for those decks. And he landed four of them throughout the summer. So the guy made like 80, 90 grand just building a couple of decks throughout the summertime. Obviously, they're probably really high-end work based off the stuff that he was putting on his Facebook.
I'm in the process of building a 65 by 80 building, and my pricing, I'm at $20,000. $21,000 just material.
Yeah, just material. Yeah, by the time you're done with that, it's going to be probably 50 plus. Depends. How long do you think it would take you to do that?
Two welders, it'd take us at least a week, if not more.
That's actually pretty efficient. I mean, you guys would be working hard all day long, but that's pretty efficient. I know if, well, I mean, if you guys got experience, so you're saying 6 years experience. Look, let me show you this exact package so that way you sleep good. I sent you a link to the pricing page. You see that text there?
Yes.
If you click on that. And then you scroll down. Underneath our Google Partner credentials, there's like a badge there. It'll say like Premier Google Partner. We were one of the highest rated Google Partners in the industry. So under that, there's the packages. So these ones are, the first ones are Premium SEO. Those are the ones with Google Ads too. If you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see Platinum SEO packages, Local Bundle plus Facebook Ads. And they range in price. So the lowest pricing structure for our Essential is $299. And then you have the Pro, which is $499. And then you got the Platinum, which is $599. Okay. For $249, you're on our Platinum Bundle. And then I waive the setup fee for you. So there's no setup fee. And I put it all on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah.
So normally the lowest I can go on a Platinum is usually $299 the first month and then the $99 setup fee. So I've dove into new in business credit realms that don't even exist on our pricing page. but in your service agreement, it's going to have everything in that Platinum bundle outlined, right? So you got all those products and features. You have that Google Places placement. You have Bing Local. You got all the SEO content creation for your site. You got Facebook advertising. The optimized landing page is the site, but I've upgraded you to a custom website design, so you have an even better website than that. The popular directory submission is like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You can get clients from those too. So at $249, the reason that I'm able to, like I said earlier, the reason I'm willing to do that is because
you know, the first job you get, it puts you in a profitable situation, and that increases the chances of you continuing to use it as a long-term solution for your business, right? And if you continue to use it long-term, then, you know, later we could talk about like one of these premier packages, you know what I mean? But what we want to do is build your client base up, so instead of you taking money out of your pocket every month to do something like that, we already have a whole pipeline of business that we built up for you, and clients that we've made, and money that we've made, so that way it's paying for itself.
Yeah.
So, I'm giving you the best possible package for the lowest possible pricing structure, and then I'm putting it on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah.
So, that's from one newly married guy to another. So, I know you'll be able to afford that each month with the clients that it's going to bring in for you.
Yeah. Damn, I hate doing stuff when I'm not already fully set up. This is getting you fully set up, though.
You know, that's part of getting fully set up. Having the site, showing up in front of your customers, generating reviews. You know what I mean? That's part of getting set up. You're never really fully set up as a business until you've already been doing this for a while. You know what I mean? Then you're fully set up because then you have a pipeline of business. You're not wondering where the next job's coming in. It's all lined up. And you just got to go out there and work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or hire some people.
That's what I want to do. I want to eventually get this thing big enough to where I'm not even having to pull with it.
That's always the plan. I have a tree company outside of here. My dad, he's 61, and he oversees all operations, but he doesn't do anything. But that's pretty much what it is. It's self-sufficient. I mean, I got to pay them, but it makes me money. Every now and then, I got to talk to a guy or two, you know. But really, the only time I have to get involved is if they ever need to pull paperwork, like if there's an accident on the job or something. But, you know. My boys aren't going to have to worry about where they're going to school later.
Yeah, that's good.
That's always the goal, though. I mean, you'll never be able to really, like, take a break from it until you build it up to that point. But, you know, you'll probably spend, you know, a year or so just grinding it out before you really, like, okay, I've got the reputation and the pipeline of business. I could hire a crew and have these guys. And you want to have a manager before you can, like, really leave it alone, you know?
Yeah.
Go take a break. I don't play around about taking my breaks, even with this job. I've been doing this for 10 years, so that's the only reason why I haven't left. It's like, okay, I'm already halfway to retirement. I'm already halfway there, and this other company will be fine by the time I'm done. If I want to keep working, I can go do that and have some retirement and chill. But
yeah.
I'm also one of those guys where it's like, we're going to Disneyland.
Just got back to Colorado. I try to work to live, not live to work.
I hear you. I love Colorado. My brother lives in Telluride. I don't know if you know where that's at.
I think we went kind of by there, or we were thinking about going there, I think. I can't remember if we went by or we were thinking about there.
Yeah, it's a hidden gem in Colorado, but my brother, he's a vet, so he grew up out here, and then he did Iraq and Afghanistan from 10 to 16, and then he moved out there just get the small town feel. He doesn't like big city life. Traveling much.
I'm not a big city person either.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. It's a lot of loud noise, and he doesn't like hearing traffic. He'd rather hear crickets. It's kind of how he described it to me, but he's got a little PTSD from his tours. I think he cut out there for a second.
Yeah. So can I talk to these people before I make any decision on this? Well, so I had to pay now.
Talk to the client interview tech?
Yeah.
No, yeah, they're on standby. So we secure it the first month. They send out your Google PIN, and then they do the client interview. You know, then we have like the verification form you fill out. But yeah, I mean, they're not going to conduct a client interview if you're not an active client, because then they're just gathering information that they're not actually going to plug into the back end and use.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll secure it with you, and then we'll close it out. And then after that, you never have to give your card over the phone again. You'll have access to a tracking system. You can monitor the billing there and start and stop it at your own leisure.
Yeah.
If that's your concern, which really shouldn't be. I mean, it's 2023. Everybody does everything online.
Yeah, I don't want to miss out. I know it's only $250, but damn.
Well, I made you an option too, to like, if you want to do like a pro package at $199, and I offered that to you too. But yeah, you don't have the Facebook ads, you know what I mean? And that could be X amount of clients.
Yeah.
So either way, it's a good long-term marketing solution for you. Like I said, it's an asset, not a liability. If you're going to go and compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, it'd be a no-brainer. It's really apples and oranges. It's a lot better to have people call you directly off the first page versus, you know, like I said earlier, you know, it's a lead that they're getting from the first page, reselling to you and four or five other people and charging you even when you don't get it.
Yeah.
So, not really you're spending more. It's gonna end up replacing what you're doing there.
Yeah.
How much did you spend in the last month on Home Advisor, if you don't mind me asking? I know you've only been in business for a month, but since you've been using it, I know they charge you for like a year and then something else, right?
I think it was like $280 for the year,
mm-hmm.
And I've only had my leads on for like 2 days,
mm-hmm.
And all the leads I've had on there were two $30 leads, and they were both spams, but I got them back. I got that money back on there, so.
Nice. They let you, like, dispute the lead and get it back?
Yeah, just call them. I tell them about info, they can see it. And there's two people with the same name or whatever, but other than them two, it really ain't done anything. So, like I said, I turned it on 2 days ago.
Oh yeah, so you've only been using it for a little bit. So it was $280, then two lead fees pretty much. And leads are like $30.
But like I said, I already got that back on that.
Okay. Oh, with the jobs brought in? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's an investment. So I mean, that's a good thing. It's still better than doing nothing. You know what I mean? It's better than liabilities. They're still assets. You know what I mean? It's yielding a return. That's what I was trying to explain to you with this. I mean, these guys are able to offset it every month at $599, the full cost.
Yeah.
It's usually $898 the first month and $599 monthly. I mean, it gets cold sometimes, but not going to get that cold. You're going to still be busy. There's still work to do.
Yeah.
Client interview's coming up in about 18 minutes.
Yeah.
I got so much going out. I just want to note.
I need something kind of guaranteed right now. You know what I mean? I don't. And I'm pretty sure.
I won't lie to you, Lance. I won't lie to you to get you to sign up for this, man. It's not who I am. I will tell you, it's the best thing that you can do as a business owner comparatively to any other form of marketing. If you're going to be in business and not have a website, not have a Google business profile and reviews, you're doing yourself a disservice by not doing it. I'll tell you that, but I'm not going to tell you, oh, you're going to get 100 clients next month. It's not real. Even Home Advisor, like they tell you, oh, we could get you 10 leads, but you know, those leads are also getting sold to multiple people, and it's just leads. Leads aren't jobs. You know what I mean? They're not guaranteeing that you're going to get jobs from those leads. If they do, they're lying. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I see guys getting jobs from it every single day. Same service area that you're in.
same industry that you're in. But again, I can't say, hey, you're going to get this many, you know what I mean? Without feeling like it's not honest.
I hear you.
Sell you clean, brother.
We can get about 4 months, see how it goes.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you. We do always recommend that you try it for at least 2 months.